The Sports Career Podcast, episode 366. 5 ways to develop your broadcasting skills with practice, persistence, saying yes, being relatable, and not being shy. Hello, Sports Achiever, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Sports Career Podcast. And this is actually, for the first time, a request from Thomas O'Reilly, where I got a DM on LinkedIn where he said, Ed, I just would love to have more information about starting a career in sports journalism and broadcasting. So I thought, let's do a mini masterclass with regards to the 5 ways to develop your broadcasting skills with practice, persistence, saying yes, and being relatable, and most importantly, not being shy. So in this masterclass, you're going to learn from 5 top sport industry broadcasters where they're going to share their tips and advice and what it takes to start a career in broadcasting. You will learn from Ed Draper, who is a presenter at Sky Sports News, Rebecca Charlton, who's a broadcaster and presenter, particularly in the cycling industry, Adriano Del Monte, who's an international sports TV presenter and event host, and also the MC for the Athens Women's Football Summit, Stella Mills, who's a broadcaster, particularly in the rugby industry, and last but certainly not least, Shauna Simba, who's a sports journalist and a digital communications specialist, plus the MC for the Athens Women's Football Summit too. So in this episode, you're going to get a real great understanding of what it takes to start a career in sports broadcasting. Have a listen and enjoy.
Broadcast is practice. People have got aptitudes for it and they believe that and try it. And if you think, you know what, it's not for me, try whatever you can at university. Write, broadcast, radio, TV. Because some people like radio and some people like TV and some people just don't like being in vision and find radio is actually more of an intimate way of communicating with people in a way through your voice, a more relaxed medium than perhaps TV. So I just would say, treat it like a sport. That if you wanted to be an elite performer in sport, what would you do? And you practice and you train and you get fit. And I'd say just kind of keep that and try and play as much as you can as well. If you're a keen sports person, to play as much as you can as well, because I think it does keep your passion ticking over.
Say yes to opportunities, and if there aren't opportunities there, create opportunities. And I think, again, in this digital age where we can build a persona online, we can put our presence out there and do something special and do something unique, I think put your name out there, be confident, don't let a knockback take any confidence away from you, and just believe that you will get there and just fight for it. Be interested, share ideas, and don't be afraid to come forward with those ideas either.
Persistence, perseverance, and patience. When we talk about persistence, again, if you are in a position to, again, make up your roadmap, you will tweak it, you will learn, you will amend it over the journey for sure. But if you set something, just something out, and persist to that, you will get further than you will without it. That's a guarantee that we can assure you of. Again, then the challenge is just to persevere at that. And that's when those self-doubts do start to creep in, which again, inevitably, they always will. And it's to persevere, to take on board the constructive criticism and feedback that comes in. Not just take it on board, but welcome it and really learn and grow from it. And then, when you know everything is going in the right direction still, but there are still setbacks, there are still knockbacks and things out of your control, that's when the patience factor needs to come in. And again, they're all equally as frustrating as each other, but that patience factor ultimately is the key, because when you've persisted and persevered for so long that you know you're almost there, you just need to remain active, relevant, as we discussed, on the platforms you can, and know that ultimately, if you maintain the level of patience, the rewards will come. And the rewards will come when you are working on, as we've touched on, the networking side, learning more about the space that you are working in, which I suppose comes in the perseverance space, where you really want to absorb the knowledge and information required. If you persist, persevere, and are patient with it all, ultimately you'll reap the rewards.
I've always been very relatable, and to be able to build a rapport with someone very quickly is so important. And I think that's such a key skill as a broadcaster, as an event host, as when you're interviewing somebody, whatever you want. There's lots of different terms for what I do, broadcaster, event host. The foundation of it is communication. And I think that you, when you can hone in on something you enjoy, you can apply those skills to different things. You know, when I was out in the Rugby World Cup, it was literally, I kid you not, like talking to friends. I am the best person and the best version of me on camera because I feel like I'm not on camera.
Don't be shy. In terms of approaching people, in terms of approaching sports professionals already in the industry, don't be shy talking to them. Thanks to you, Ed, I had also a chance to chat with Ed Draper, and it was amazing. And the knowledge that he actually took his time to give me was really helpful, that by the time I know I was doing Peter Drury's interview, I'm like on this different mindset because of the knowledge that was shared to me by Ed Draper. So don't be shy to reach out to the sports professionals to get to understand the industry better.
There you have it, everybody. There are the five ways to improve your broadcasting skills. And my goodness, I know this is a short podcast, but do you know what? Sometimes less is more with regards to content. I'm mindful that some of my podcast interviews are really long, but they're just so packed with regards to their story, their career journey. But when it comes down to actually the application of pursuing a career, I really do hope those 6.5 minutes can serve you with regards to starting a career in sports broadcasting. For me, just to do a review, because I can really relate to it with my podcast journey. Without a doubt, going back to Stella's point, it's all about communication when you are broadcasting, and it's finding then your medium that works with you. So for me, of course, it's the mic. It's rocking the mic, doing a podcast, which you could say leads to the radio industry side of things, which relates to Ed Draper's point. Really navigate what medium suits you. If it's video, which Stella just loves being in front of the camera, she's so natural. For me, it's the podcast mic, but maybe for you, it could be writing. And that's how you can express your communication to a certain audience. And then it leads to Charlotte's, which is about saying yes. You have to create opportunities. And the only way you get better in broadcasting is doing. And then it leads to Adriano's point of being persistent. Without a doubt, I really smiled listening to his point, and I've had the privilege to work with him where it does take persistence working in this industry, certainly with regards to being at the elite stage of presenting in the highest aspects of sport. Like he does tennis, he does football for the Champions League. Like to be at that main stage, it's a journey, and you don't just start there. You have to do the reps. And it really then leads to Sean's point right at the end with regards to having the confidence to reach out to people, build that network, but get guidance with the same people in that field. Because you'll be so surprised how there's encouragement in this area of the sports industry. And there should be encouragement. And it's something I try and do with regards to being the best version of myself as a sports industry professional. But the key thing with Sean is you cannot be shy. And that's the same application of when you're on the mic, doing your writing on the camera. If you can find a way to control those nerves and those emotions, without a doubt, you'll be a better presenter, broadcaster, but most importantly, communicator. So Thomas, I hope you found this podcast helpful related to your sports career journey. But with regards to this podcast, if you have any requests, DM me at edbowers101 on my social media channels, which is Twitter and Instagram, or you can search me on LinkedIn at Ed Bowers. I look forward to doing more of these sports career requests, but you got to DM me. This is how it works. This is a new feature to the podcast because I want these to have a purpose so it can support your sports career interests, needs, and most importantly, your development. Thanks for listening. Keep being awesome and take care.